Welcome, welcome everybody to the national, to the Business Builder call. This is National Consultant Mary Amoido. We are super excited to be on the call. Obviously, our mine and Richard's voices are a little hoarse. We just came back from a six-day Tony Robbins seminar, and it probably is by far one of the best personal growth weeks that we've had. It's been 6 days. The course was called Date with Destiny, and it really was really looking at our life and what we want to make of it, our values, our personal mission statement, and it was a deep dive into looking at where we are, where we want to be, and making that happen. So we've got quite a bit of notes that we want to kind of share with you, high-level sharing. We obviously cannot recreate everything that we learned in 6 days because it was a lot. But there are some great nuggets that we got, and there's some things that, you know, can only happen when you're in the course and doing the work. But we're super excited. I know Simulcast is coming up, Fast and Furious. I know a lot of people on the call are brand new to the business, and they have no idea what I'm talking about when I say Simulcast. Simulcast is one of our pillar events. It's put on by our corporate headquarters. There are two live events, one in Houston, Texas, and the other in Hartford, Connecticut. If you are within 7 or less hours driving distance, for sure you should get yourself to the live event. For a lot of people, if they're within 12 hours or less, they're going to make sure they get to the live event. And if you cannot get to the live event, find a watch party. Do not watch it online by yourself. Find a watch party, because there's something about being with a group of like-minded people that changes the dynamic in your experience of the event. You cannot recreate being there live in person, but the next best thing is doing a watch party. And it is probably the easiest event to attend. A lot of promotions and a lot of money is tied to you attending the event, which there's absolutely no excuse not to attend Simulcast. It is by far the easiest event for you to attend. You literally can roll over in bed, grab your cell phone, log in, go online, and be live attending at the event online. So make sure you get registered for that. You can register in your Power Zone. You can also register in the event center at events.ambitenergy.com. And if you're not really clear about how to do that, reach out to your sponsor, whoever's working with you, and make sure you get registered as soon as possible. It's definitely a do not miss event. It'll be the first corporate event that is going to be attended by our brand new ownership, Vistra Energy. So it'll be a rock star event. So make sure you don't miss that, because we are transitioning into a new era with Ambit Energy that is incredibly exciting. Lots of things coming down the pike. So if you're going to be building big in 2020, make sure you're there.
Okay, great. Hey guys, Richard here. Hope everyone's doing well. Put this on speaker, Mary. I got to look at my notes. So, you know, there's lots of things that we discovered while we were in this 6 day deep dive. And, you know, all of it, you know, for us ties back to, you know, what are we, you know, our marriage for the future, our business, Ambit, raising our kids. So, it's for us typically, and I've talked about this a few weeks ago, I think it was probably the Sunday after Thanksgiving. If those of you guys were on the call, I hope you did some of the work that I recommended and suggested that you do. If not, you still got time to do it by the end of the year. But it really was tied to, you know, intentionally creating 2020, meaning you're coming up with your non-negotiable dates, meaning the things that you and your family, if you're single, maybe it's just you, you, your wife, you, your kids, and your wife, you know, it's coming up with those that are non-negotiable in the course of 2020, because, you know, if you look back, I mean, for us, the year is kind of a blur. You know, we moved back to America in November of 2018 after being in Japan for a year and a half. And, you know, our eye was pretty much on the ball with 2019. There's a lot of things we didn't produce that we had talked about doing. But really, for the most part, the year was really just getting adjusted back to America and getting our kids back in the swing of homeschooling and our daughter going back to university and chiming back in and working with our team here stateside. So, you know, we didn't put some unrealistic goals on ourselves. We really wanted to give ourselves some space and time. But I look back and it seems like, you know, it was January 1st, 2019, yesterday, you know, and that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it can kind of feel like that. So if you're looking at, you know, 2019 kind of flew by and there's a lot of things that didn't happen that you wanted to do, things that you wanted to make happen. And, you know, you can obviously look in the rearview mirror, but I don't advise you to look in the rearview mirror too long, just enough to reflect and assess some information and then move on to 2020. Is you've got to create 2020. There's no question about it. I mean, I'm a big believer in short-term goals and multi-year goals and then long-term goals. And long-term goals can be kind of hard to kind of pinpoint, especially in this day and age. Life seems to move pretty fast. Technology is changing rapidly. Industries are changing rapidly. So it's just, you know, those are a little harder, but it's always great to be able to at least project and start creating a vision around those things. But Mary and I, we really try to focus on the one, two, and three-year goals, and then we really focus hard on the year ahead. So we always do that vision retreat that we talked about in December, where we go through our calendar, we go through our finances, and then we create 2020 of what, you know, what's ahead, our goals, and then how do we want to outline that stuff, you know, when our vacations are going to be, what are major family events that are coming up that we want to make sure that we don't miss. And then there's things, major activities around the business, planning trainings, planning power trips, ambitions, and there's simulcasts in there. So we put those big stones in place so we can work life around our big commitment. And this year was a little bit different because we ended up doing this event for 6 days. And so now we're digesting all that information and still creating 2020, because it's definitely not done yet. But you guys definitely need to take some dedicated, intentional time to where you block it off with your spouse. And even if you can't get out of town, I know it's the holidays and you got family coming in, you're going to see family, whatever you got going on, I get it. Some of you, end of year work cycle even picks up even more in the fourth quarter than other years because people are trying to spend their budgets and, you know, you've got to be there to make that happen. But find time to do it. Don't let January 2nd, 2020 show up and you haven't even glanced at how you're going to attack 2020.
You know, one of the greatest things that I heard Tony Robbins say, probably the first seminar we went to of his, and when he was talking about goals, he said, you know, most people overestimate what they can do short term. So you might create your task list for today and you've got 5 million things on it and you only accomplish one thing, right? We overestimate what we can do short term, but we really underestimate what we can do over time. So, you know, some of the things that you need to do to add in your 2020 is just some ritual, some things that are consistent, things that will build a muscle that over time, we're talking 5, 7, 10 years down the road, will produce massive, massive results. And I think people really underestimate the power of changing something minor that will make a huge difference over time. You know, I had a lady that I knew and she lost over 100 pounds in 1 year. And I said, what did you do? She said, all I did was I cut out sugar. I mean, that's a big thing, but a little thing. And over time it made a ginormous difference. And so there might be something that you do that you can change today that it might not make a big difference in 6 months, but in 3 years or 5 years, it'll make a difference. But that difference can't be made until you start taking that action right now today. So as you look at your goals, I know sometimes it's hard to look long-term, just like what Richard said, but there might be some minor things that if you can project it out over time will make a huge difference, not just in your quality of life and your health, but really in your effectiveness in what you do, in what you say. You know, something as simple as reading one chapter every day in a personal development book, that might not seem like a big deal, but if you do that every single day for the next 3, 5, 10 years, that's a lot of training under your belt that didn't take you a whole lot of time to do. So just consider that as you're creating your goals.
You know, what Mary's talking about there is really just minor changes in your life that impact all areas of your life. For some of you, you don't have enough energy to build your business. You get up at whatever time you get up, prepare for the day, get in the car, get on the train, whatever it is you do, you go to work, whether you're in traffic or, you know, whatever your commute is, and then you're at work, and work comes at you hard, and it's just bam, 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 and it's react, 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 and then you're back in the car, back on the train, back on the bus, whatever it is, on that commute home, however long that is, and you walk in the front door, and then there's stuff going on, either with, you know, maybe you're by yourself, maybe there's nothing going on, but you just got to take care of your dog, and that dog's missed you all day long, you know, or, you know, your wife, and she's had a similar day, or maybe her day's a little bit different because she's had to handle the kids all day, which, believe it or not, that's a little bit different than handling spreadsheets. You know, spreadsheets you can move around. You can even cut, paste, and delete. You can't do that with your kids. So, you know, it's that dynamic. And then you're tired. You're physically tired. And then you've got, you know, I've got to make these calls, but I don't feel like doing it. Well, here's just one little thing that might impact that is if you've got low energy, and only you can assess this, if you legitimately have low energy, then there's things that you need to address in that area, because you can't run a marathon if you're not prepared for it. You know, low energy will kill anyone in any business, network marketing, traditional business, whatever. It'll even kill marriages because you just don't have enough energy to go forward. I mean, you've probably taxed yourself out with a bunch of caffeine or Red Bull or, you know, 5-hour energy drinks or whatever it is you do, green tea, but those are not going to make the day, right? You've got to be able to where you're generating some internal energy for yourself. So maybe for some of you, it's, hey, instead of getting right home and, you know, you're jumping right in the gusto of everything, maybe you're going for a walk or you're going for a run. You know, maybe on your way home, you're stopping off at the gym. If you're able to work out during the day, that's great. But if you don't think exercise has an impact on your ability to build any kind of business or perform well at your work, I think you're really mistaken and you're hurting yourself by thinking that. Because when you've got high energy, you are, one, more eager to go take action, two, more enjoyable to speak with. Think about that for your prospects or even people that you work with at work or your customers or whatever that might be. And you have now what it takes to be able to go the extra mile. Because if you look at network marketing, it really, in the beginning, in the early 1 to 2 years, okay, which is realistic for a lot of people, you're working a full-time job, which means somewhere between 40 and 60 hours a week for a lot of people. Maybe on the average, it's probably 40 to 50 hours a week for most people. And then if you were to get a part-time job because you got to make ends meet or whatever that is, or you're trying to get ahead or pay off debt or whatever that is, you would probably put somewhere in between 10 or 15 hours a week into that side hustle, that side business, that side job. Now, if it's a second job, which I believe is, you know, one of the worst things you can do to hurt your quality of life, because now you're on somebody else's timetable and you've got less flexibility and it's more rigid by somebody else's, you know, calendar that they need you to fulfill, you know, you've got to make sure that you're giving ample time towards your ambit business to get it off the ground, or maybe you're stuck. Again, you probably backed off on what you were putting into it, and now you're having to kind of ramp back that up. So having the energy to go do that extra to 10 to 15 hours a week, and that doesn't include business presentations. I mean, that's part of it if you got guests showing up. That doesn't include trainings. I mean, yes, we need to do those things. That doesn't include team calls. And yes, those are great to be on because you pick up nuggets of information and, you know, maybe it shifts the direction in what you're doing in your business. But I'm talking about active work of invitations, showing the plan, following up, doing three-way phone calls. That's the work we get paid for. That's the work that turns into customers and consultants. That's the work that turns into promotions. The other stuff is ancillary. It's there to help you stay in the game, stay sharp, and move forward. But I'm telling you, for a lot of y'all, you need to strongly consider what you are not doing for exercise or what you are doing for exercise. And because sometimes it's overindulgent. when it comes to that. I know people that work out at the gym 2 hours a day and they don't have time to build their Amit business. It's like, you know, I'm not training for the CrossFit Games. So, you know, I don't need to do that, right? There's things that I want to do for my health. There's things I want to do for my business, things I want to do for my family. And, you know, I keep those within some level of I'll say moderation, but where they're in check, where they support each other versus one overextending on top of the other to where that also creates a problem as well. But so really, you know, you've got to have your energy up to do this business. It is a marathon. And if you're looking at, you know, hey, over the next 1 to 2 years, there's a lot that can happen in this business. I think one of the downfalls that we have of being a 13-year plus old company is that we have some people that have done some extraordinary results in their business. But if you're new, it looks like that happened overnight. And none of that happened overnight. No one got rich overnight. People got rich over time. People created residual over time. They promoted through the compensation plan over time. Yeah, some fast track, some slow track. That part's irrelevant. The part is that they've been at it a little bit longer than you. And in this day and age, again, with technology and the way that we see companies and co-founders and founders, you know, get deemed youngest billionaire or youngest whatever or fastest company to do whatever, those are neat examples of success, but they are microscopic on the grand scheme of things. Yes, they happen, and I wish it for everybody, but, you know, I remember Jerry Thompson, our former CEO, our co-founder, you know, used to say over and over again that, you know, every business plan should have or should welcome an element of luck. You know, you go into business, you know exactly how you're going to build it. You've created your model. You've got your target audience. You know the solution you can provide, and you go execute it. And any good business owner welcomes a fair share of luck to come along their way. But if you're banking, if your business plan is banking on winning the lottery or getting lucky with someone coming in your organization that's going to make you a superstar and you know, and let them, you know, do all the work, that's just not reality. I think what you'll see is if you interview and talk to successful consultants in Ambit, you will find out that they did something over time for a period of 2, 3, 4, 5 years to get their solid base of what they were looking for, and then they grew it from there. So don't get in the weeds of thinking you got to do something by tomorrow. You know, between now and next year at this time, what you can accomplish is far greater than anything you have accomplished in Ambit thus far. Whether you've been in the business a week, a year, 3 years, 5 years, you can. You're going to have to double down on some things. You're going to have to submit to a process. You're going to have to probably do some work that you've never done before in getting that debris or junk out of the way. You probably have to stop looking, you know, in the rearview mirror of all the stuff that didn't happen, and just be focused and present on what today is about. What is the task at hand today? Because those tasks should be consistent with what you created for the year ahead.
You know, there was a distinction that we talked about this week in our seminar that talked about the secret to happiness or the formula for happiness. And one of the things that Tony said is, you know, we all have a blueprint of our life, like the way that we think it should be. And when our life conditions match our blueprint, then we're happy. We're happy, we're satisfied, we feel successful, we feel fulfilled. But when our life conditions do not match our blueprint, then we are unhappy. And we just don't feel like we've measured up. We feel unfulfilled, not successful. And then when our life conditions don't match our blueprint and we feel powerless to change our life conditions, that's when we have suffering. So I would assert that there's a lot of you on this call that have never really taken a look at what your blueprint for quote-unquote success in your business is. And I'm going to guess that some of you have a blueprint that really is not realistic for where you are. So maybe your blueprint is that you should have the same success that somebody else has, yet you haven't added into your blueprint the hard work that it takes. Or you've had this particular blueprint that you should be successful with every conversation you have, and that's not happening, so you feel like a failure and you're discouraged in your business. Or, you know, quite the opposite, you know, everything's going your way and so you feel successful. The key in this is really looking at what is my blueprint? What am I gauging what I deem success on? So is success hitting a certain benchmark, and does that success include the actions necessary for it? So you have a blueprint for a house. It's not just the layout. It's how you're going to get to that layout, how you're going to get to the end result. And so I think a lot of times we have a particular blueprint for what success looks like. We haven't added in our blueprint what it's going to take to get to that success formula. And so sometimes all we look at is the end result, but we didn't look at the process that got us there. So there's been times in our business where we have wanted to get to a certain point, but when we looked at really where we are, what we put in, it wasn't a match for where we wanted to be. And then there were times where there were goals that we wanted to have, and what we put in was a match for where we wanted to be, and we still didn't get there. And sometimes that does occur. But if you take the correct actions long enough over time and get coaching in that, you can actually improve what your results are. The other thing that he said this week that really, really stood out to me was the quality of your life is where you live emotionally. So where you live emotionally will dictate the quality of your life. So sometimes, and one of the things that Brian McClure did, our number one income earner, years ago was Yellow Jacket Mentoring. And that was really a weekend about the mental mind game. And if you haven't really worked on your mental mind game in this business, or where you've lived emotionally is not coming from an empowering place in this past year, then that's what that is a really big goal for you to work on in 2020, because your success will be dictated by your success in the mental mind game. So if you're playing a powerful mind game, and I'm not saying like playing mind games with yourself, I mean really being in a place where you're leading your thoughts and your thoughts aren't leading you. You know, I tell my kids all the time that, you know, you can have your emotions, and emotions are a great indicator, but your emotions will betray you. So you actually have to lead with what you know at times, and you have to, like, really lead with your mind. Because, you know, one of the things I told my son, and he's only 11, he's like, I don't really understand that. I said, you know, sometimes when I get upset with you, does it feel like I don't love you? And he says, yeah, it does feel that way. I said, is that true? He said, no. And I said, that's what I'm talking about. There are times where your emotions may tell you one thing about your business, whether it be something discouraging or this isn't right for you or this is you're not going to make it, whatever that might be. There is a shift that you have to have mentally that's going to have you win the game, that's going to have you lead yourself even when you don't feel like it in this business.
You know, something I was thinking about on I was on a previous call. I didn't get to touch on the last call, but you know, along the lines of what Mary is talking about is, you know, we're in this business. Everyone joins the business. They want to make money. They want to change the quality of their life. And usually that's asserted with money or time, buying back time or making a certain kind of money that allows to buy back time. It's all kind of wrapped in there a little bit together, except that's the mechanics. That's like that's the stuff that's kind of tangible that you can kind of move around pieces on a chessboard, except there is potentially what shows up for a lot of consultants, and this happens in non-network marketing also, but it shows up in network marketing a lot because people are usually fairly passionate and they want this to be a solution. It is this mental quicksand of where we feel like we take one step forward, two steps back. And it's one because you probably have a high achiever mindset backed by you know, something, you know, in the past that, you know, kind of tugging at you that you're trying to prove yourself. It's all kind of wrapped together. But if you ignore accessing tools that are going to deal with when the mental quicksand shows up, then you are going to have struggles in any business that you do. So, you know, years ago, even I think it was Mary and I have been in personal growth for, I don't know, 20 plus years, but there was a network marketing professional, I can't remember her name, but she had gotten up. She said, you know, this is better visually, but she kind of held her hands out really wide. You know, she was, you know, like really tall, like, you know, alligator, crocodile teeth, you know, like a mouth, right? Really wide. She's like, who said you could make this much money? And then she put her thumb and index finger real close together without doing some kind of personal growth. And there was like about a quarter inch between her index finger and her thumb. And there's a lot of people that resist that. I think there's a lot of people that they want to just go make money. They want to have success. And they don't care about the foundation. And for some people, when they start this business, the foundation isn't 100% there. Does that mean you shouldn't start the business? Absolutely not. What it means is that you do both in tandem. You do it in parallel. You're investing time in you and you're investing time in your business. And that's how you start having, you know, quantum leaps in your business, quantum leaps in your personal life, quantum leaps in, oh my God, I've met more people this week than I've met in any other month combined or year. It's because now there's a shift inside of you. So what I don't want you left with after this call is thinking, oh my gosh, I got to go do all this work before I can start the business. No, you start both. You do both. You improve both while you're doing it, but don't think you can ignore one and the other's going to take care of itself. You know, the surefire way to know true failure is having incredible success with no happiness. That is the ultimate failure. You know, there's having a professional successful life and a personal, you know, failure, you know, at home or whatever that is. That's not winning the game. That's not what we're here to do on this planet. You know, we're given only so much time on this planet. Every one of us got a different clock on that, right? We don't get to choose. It's how are we going to maximize each day to live that day the fullest? And if you're in that space of where you're struggling to do that, then start talking to people that seem like they're living life to the fullest. You know, I'd caution you to go on the internet and just start scurrying around because you're going to find all sorts of crazy stuff. And one of my biggest pet peeves about stuff that's on YouTube and Facebook and everything right now is, you know, everyone is, you know, a guru. They were nothing yesterday, but now they're a guru today. And, you know, or now they're a life coach and they've never had any kind of success in their life. I have a hard time with that. So, you know, you do need to start investing time in personal growth and time, obviously, in your ambit business. But just don't think one's going to happen by accident. Neither one will. Your financial goals that you have for 2020, especially if you're new, you know, if you are promoting through the compensation plan, the financial goals will take care of themselves. As you start to pick up some momentum in your business and you start having some data to reflect upon, meaning you've got a year behind you, you're a senior consultant or you're an executive consultant, you're 2 years in, you're an executive or maybe you're a senior, you know, and maybe I went a little too fast. For some of you guys, it just depends. Everyone promotes it different ways, but I look at senior consultant as where you can start tracking real data and start building a real business that starts making a dent in the things that you want to make a dent in: credit cards, cars, houses, you know, college, you know, retirement plans. That's where you can start generating that kind of money if you're really building that code. Obviously, executive, it's just more on top of that. You can really start to drive that. So your focus does need to be on promoting through the compensation plan, and that will handle a lot of those financial goals. And then after you've had, you know, a year or two of tracking that, you are going to be able to project your financial goals much better in ambit in the coming years because you've got something that you can kind of reflect upon. You can use to kind of, all right, I'm going to develop this, you know, I'm going to grow 20% more in this area. My residual is going to be able to grow this much because I've been doing this every quarter or every 6 months. You can project those things better. So in the beginning, when you don't have a lot to go off of, it's really focused on promoting to the next rank, whatever that might be for you. And then the big one is really consistently generating a weekly check. I don't care if it's $100, if it's $55. I don't care what it is. Generate a consistent weekly check because that means your business is growing. And along the lines of what Mary was just saying a little bit, it's like, listen, this is before I ever did anything with Tony Robbins, but it was about 4 or 5 years ago. He did this special in January, about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was like a 2-hour deal that he did for free online. And he just said that, you know, the source of all fulfillment is a sense of progress. So if you're looking at, I missed my goal, therefore I'm not good enough, I'm unhappy, or I missed my goal, but how much did I progress towards it? How can I make adjustments next year to even pass the goal that I set for last year? Because now you have more information, now you have more data, you have more knowledge, you've got more tools, you've got more resources, and now you can press even further than what the goal is. So when I miss a goal, yeah, I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. I mean, I get why, you know, professional athletes cry at the end of a major game. They put their heart and soul into something, and it's like, ah, it doesn't matter how much money you're making. If you're emotionally tied to something, then you're going to feel a little hurt. You're going to feel a little pain. We just can't sit there. We're going, okay, great. You know what? Got that out of my system. What's next year going to be about? So those things right there are absolutely super critical. And between now and the end of the year, I don't care how many people you have in your downline or how many people you don't have in your downline, put the emphasis on getting people in your organization registered for Simulcast. Simulcast is part of setting you up for 2020. It is going to be the first corporate event where we are under the new parent company of Vistra. The brand's not changing. Ambit's still the brand. It's still Simulcast. It's still Ambition. It's still all those good things that we love and adore. But this is where they're coming out of the gate to cast the vision for 2020. It's going to be a big event. So one, you know, like Mary was saying before, if you got to drive there, drive there. If you got to carpool, carpool. You know, do what you got to do. If you're going to do a watch party because you have to, like there's no alternative except doing a watch party, then do not do a watch party by itself. You ever thrown a party by yourself and you're the only one there at the party? It's not a lot of fun. So make sure you've got multiple people that you're gathered with, whether it's your place or somebody else's place, and make sure you've got a group because there'll be some accountability. If you're by yourself, what you're going to do is you're probably going to get up about every 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, and you're going to go fiddle with the door. You're going to go get a snack. You're going to go do whatever, and you're going to miss content. And, you know, you don't want to miss any content. It's a power-packed event. It's condensed. It's consolidated into a very small period of time that simulcast goes on, and you don't want to miss a word of it. So make sure you get set up and you're ready to go and you're with a group, whether it's your team or Crossline team. I don't care. Whoever you're working with in your local market, get together as a group and band together and hold each other accountable. And then you'll get a chance after the event to where you can debrief, celebrate a little bit, create some new goals. Maybe you're going to adjust some of the goals that you already created. And now you're off to the races. But don't do it by yourself. And if you are doing a watch party, everyone has to log in. So don't just like, oh, I was at so-and-so's watch party. No, you won't get counted as an attendee. Everyone has to log in. You can watch it on one computer or one computer hooked up to a TV, but everyone's got to log in through the power zone. So either your laptop or your phone, everyone's got to log in separately so they get marked as an attendee. So don't let that slip by the wayside. But guys, finish this year strong. Finish it proud. Take the time to enjoy your families through the holidays. Take the time to create 2020. But keep pressing to get as many as you can by the end of the year registered for Simulcast, because it is the thing that is going to put fuel on your business. Whether it's only you're a team of one, maybe you're a team of 10, 20, or 200, or 2,000, I don't know. But regardless, you want as much fuel on as many people as possible. So take the time to get people there and enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of this year. Work hard, and then get ready and be prepared for 2020.
Yeah, the last thing I want to say before we wrap the call is we're 2 weeks away from the end of the year, and a lot of people are kind of just wrapping up, like, I'm just going to ride out these last 2 weeks. Don't just ride out these last 2 weeks. This is seed sowing time. This is
time for you to sow seeds to prepare for January. You know, a lot of people are not working. They're just done working. They're done making decisions. But there are people that you haven't seen in a long time that you can reach out to, that you can meet for coffee, that you can meet for shopping, people you're going to see at Christmas parties. Be prepared. Like, have your business cards wherever you are. Be prepared with what you're going to say when you meet someone and they ask you, what do you do for a living? Be prepared to ask people probing questions that might give you a sense of if this is something that's that they're interested in. You know, ask them, what are your goals for 2020? And look and see, how can Ambit fit in that? So don't end 2019 like it's already over. Be prepared when opportunity comes your way. So very, very important that these last 2 weeks, you make the most of it. And don't just coast into 2020. Start 2020 going in there with some momentum, whether that momentum be building rapidly and putting people in your business, or building momentum because you've sown a lot of seeds and then you can start reaping the harvest come January 1. So, you know, don't let these last 2 weeks go by the wayside without taking advantage of what's coming your way.
All right, guys, have an awesome evening. We're going to unmute the lines and let everyone say good night. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, good night, guys.
Thank you, Mary. Great call. Thank you, M. Sailor, Connecticut.
All right, switch it to Mary.